The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. Teacher is not a leper. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after a day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa's kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart skates along a busy pavement. He crosses a road seconds before Marge speeds past. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel in her car seat, then she and Marge both toot their horns. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then everyone gathers in front of the sofa and dances in a chorus line. They're joined by some dancing girls and two acrobats juggling on monocycles. Then the whole room becomes a circus tent. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Can you say Baba? Can you say Mama?
Can you say Get Bent?
Bart!
Mr. Rogers says it all the time.
He does not.
Maggie, can you say Daddy? Daddy?
Kitty! Kitty!
Bebop! Bebop!
Shove it! Shove it!
Maggie takes out her dummy.
Did you hear that? She said burlap.
I don't think so. Oh, Maggie. When are you going to talk?
Well, don't push her. Remember, 'tis better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
What does that mean? You better say something or they'll think you're stupid. Takes one to know one. Swish!
According to Fretful Mother magazine, if Maggie doesn't talk by age one, we should consider a corrective tongue extender.
Hey, what was my first word?
Well...
Bart opens their bedroom door in his nappy.
Yes.
Oh.
Ay, caramba!
You know, I don't think I remember. But the story of Lisa's first word is very cute.
Tell it, Mom!
Yeah, tell it, Mom.
Well, this story begins in that unforgettable spring of 1983. Ms. Pac-Man struck a blow for women's rights. A young Joe Piscopo taught us how to laugh. Before Lisa was born, we lived in a tiny apartment on the Lower East Side of Springfield.
Chip, which for sale? Chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin? Chip, which for sale?
You guys want to play stick ball?
Certainly.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Over here, come on.
Did you girls watch the last episode of MASH?
That Mike Farrell really boils my potato.
I miss the clinger already.
When the working day is done, girls just wanna have fun. That's all we really want.
Homer!
Homer's what grown-ups call me. Call me Daddy.
Homer!
Daddy.
Homer!
Daddy.
Dad. Dad. Dad.
Yes?
Domer.
Why, you little...
Homer's asleep on the floor when Bart climbs onto the TV and jumps on him. Bart and Homer both slurp their spaghetti. Then Bart swinging round on a washing line strung high across the street.
He'll tire himself out soon.
He's still going at night.
Then the prince and the princess got married and lived happily ever after.
Then what happened?
They had 30 sons and 30 daughters.
What were their names?
Dennis, Brad, Mavis, Brad.
Bart puts on the television.
No, this is true. The Coast Guard arrested Boy George for scraping the barnacles off his dinghy.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
Got your nose.
Got your wallet.
He flushes it down the toilet.
No! Bart, don't you ever do that again. Understand?
Beep.
Ah!
Guess what, homie? There's going to be twice as much love in this house as there is now.
We're going to start doing it in the morning?
No.
Oh.
We're going to have another baby.
Marge, that's...
Bye-bye, Keys.
Hear that, Bart? You're going to have a little brother or sister to play with.
Bart imagines drawing on the wall.
Who did this?
Baby.
Bad baby!
Then resting a plank of wood on the baby's head and ramping over it. Then knocking over a glass of milk at the kitchen table and using the baby and its nappy to clear up the mess. In the kitchen...
I'm afraid we're going to need a bigger place.
No, we won't. I've got it all figured out. The baby can have Bart's crib, and Bart can sleep with us until he's 21.
Won't that warp him?
My cousin Frank did it.
You don't have a cousin Frank.
He became Francine back in 76. Then he joined that cult. I think his name is Mother Shaboo-Boo now.
That afternoon, we left Bart with my sisters and went house hunting. Hey, Bart, want a dollar? You know what I want to hear?
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle, this is my spout. Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout.
Oh, yeah. Love that spout medley.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Simpson, the only houses I have in your price range are in the neighborhood colorfully referred to as the Rat's Nest.
A corpse's outline on the floor.
This one just came on the market.
Oh, dear.
Now, here we have beautiful hardwood floors, trap lighting.
What's that stench?
Once you get used to the smell of melted hog fat, you'll wonder how you ever did without it.
Hog fat.
Let's keep looking.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Arr, why buy a house when ye can buy a houseboat? Excuse me.
He dives in after the shark.
Don't forget to check out the galley. That's real shag carpeting. Arr!
But we get the cats out of the way, it won't be too bad.
Actually, according to the will, the cats own the house. You'd be their tenants.
I wish we lived in the kitty house.
I could have trained them to be my unholy army of the night. Go, my pretties. Kill, kill!
We were about to give up when we found a house that was perfect. Just imagine what we can do with this place.
Wow. How much?
Well, here's what they're asking.
Oh, I can't afford that. Dad, I have a problem. Why'd you come to me? I don't know nothing. I used to get by on my looks. Now they're gone, withered away like an old piece of fruit. Are you done? No, not yet. I was voted the handsomest boy in Albany, New York. Dad, I don't need advice. I need $15,000 to buy a home. Oh, well, all I own is this house that I built with my own two hands. You didn't build this house. You won it on a crooked 50s game show. I ratted on everybody and got off scot-free. All right, son. I'll sell this dump and write you a check. Dad, first you gave me life. Now you've given me a home for my family. I'd be honored if you came to live with us. Thank you.
They hug.
So how long before you ship Grandpa off to the old folks' home?
About 3 weeks. Maggie, I'll give you this cookie if you talk. What? Don't! All right, you win round 7.
When are we going to get to my first word?
Your what?
My first word!
You don't want to hear that story. I know. I'll tell you about the time I got locked in the bank vault with Mr. Mooney. It was another one of my harebrained schemes.
Dad!
Wait a minute. That was a Lucy show. Okay, where were we?
Mama's preggers and Dad just threw all our money down the sinkhole.
Ah, yes. I remember the day we moved in.
He carries pregnant Marge across the threshold.
Hey, Homer, this house sucks.
Bart, I told you not to use that word. Call me Daddy.
Homer. Yeah.
Homer throttles him.
We welcome you to the neighborhood. Sing fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
From now on, you'll be history.
You'll be hist.
You'll be hist.
You'll be history. Buenos dias, neighboritos. The handle's Flanders, but my friends call me Ned.
Hi, Flanders.
Who the hell are you?
My name's Todd. Will you be my friend? You're funny.
If you need anything, just give a whistle.
I could use a TV tray.
Well, gee.
What?
I just this minute bought it at the hardware store.
You said anything.
Sure, you can borrow it for a little while.
And that little while is now 8 years and counting.
Anyway, Bart had just entered the terrible twos.
I am so great.
Please be quiet.
Quiet, 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 quiet.
Bart, get out!
Not easy to juggle a pregnant wife and a troubled child, but somehow I managed to fit in 8 hours of TV a day.
He pushes Bart aside to watch Itchy and Scratchy in 100 Yard Gash. Scratchy's lining up for a race when Itchy nails his tail to the ground. Scratchy accelerates away, and his skeleton bursts out of his skin, but crosses the finishing line first.
Hey, kids! Summer's just around the corner, and Krusty Burger is the official meat-flavored sandwich of the 1984 Olympics!
Sideshow Bob struggles to lift a weight, then Krusty tickles him with a feather.
Krusty funny.
Duh.
It's all part of our Krusty Burger Olympic sweepstakes. Just scratch off the name of the Olympic event on your game card, and if America wins a gold medal, you win a free Krusty Burger!
And cut.
I almost swallowed some of the juice. I'll be tasting that for weeks.
Great spot, Casey.
Put a sock in it, Preppy. How much are these free burgers gonna cost me?
Not to worry, Mr. K. We've rigged the cards. They're all in events that communists never lose.
I like.
This just came over the wires, Big K.
Uh-huh. Soviet boycott. U.S. unopposed in most events. How does this affect our giveaway?
Let's see. You personally stand to lose $44 million.
Homer's pulling Bart off the cot.
Bart, from now on, the baby sleeps in the crib.
Crib, I'm a baby.
All right, I know how to handle this. Just use a little reverse psychology. Let's go, Marge. Leave the baby with his little crib.
Bart stays beside it. At night, Homer's sawing a tree trunk in the garage and banging crooked nails into it.
Homer J. Simpson, you're a genius. I know you like clowns, so I made you this bed. Now you can laugh yourself to sleep.
It's a horrible, scary clown bed which terrifies him.
If you should die before you wake...
Can't sleep. Clown will eat me. Can't sleep. Clown will eat me.
Oh, doctor, we are seconds away from the 100-meter butterfly. And with the East German women shaving their backs 9,000 miles away, the Americans are heavy favorites.
Patience, my pet.
And the Americans jump out to an early lead.
Although we should point out that many of the other women represent countries that don't have swimming pools.
Boo-hoo, you're breaking my heart.
Homie? I think the baby's coming.
Wow, a baby and a free burger. Could this be the best day of my life?
Coming up next, an hour-long episode of Mama's Family.
Yes.
We'll take good care of your boy, Simpson. Enjoy the miracle of creation.
Shut up, Flanders.
So, kids, what do you want to play?
Good Samaritan!
A biblical game board.
To clothe the leper.
Lucky.
Supper time, boys.
Oh, boy, liver.
I
iron helps us play.
I want to go home. No, I don't.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack.
Ouch!
Sit on attack.
Ouch!
Bart slips out of bed.
Pa, can you help me with my sums?
Ah! Oh, Bart, you met Grandma Flanders. Hope she didn't scare you.
Hello, Joe.
Little Lisa, I've already started you a college fund at Lincoln Savings and Loan.
According to this magazine, Bart might be jealous of her.
Yeah, well, Bart can kiss my hairy yellow butt.
From now on, the baby sleeps in the crib.
Iron helps us play.
Hello, Joe.
From now on, the baby sleeps in the crib.
Iron helps us play.
Bart sitting on the floor.
Hello, Joe.
Bart, there's someone in here who wants to meet you.
He goes into the room where Marge is sitting on a rocking chair with cute baby Lisa.
Well, Bart, what do you think of little Lisa?
I hate you.
I saved this newspaper from the day Lisa was born.
Mondale to Hart. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Where's the beef? No wonder he won Minnesota.
Everyone agreed that Lisa was a beautiful baby. Here she is.
Marge's sisters blow smoke on her.
Isn't that cute? She's coughing. Oh, I'm gonna give her a kiss.
She leans down with hairy lips.
I know a new song.
You still here?
Alouette, junty, alouette, alouette. Alouette.
You already sang that part. The older they get, the cuter they ain't. Hey, the baby just spit up.
Welcome back to the final day of this, the 23rd Olympiad, brought to you by Krusty Burger.
You people are pigs! I personally am gonna spit in every 50th burger.
I like those odds.
In a moment, we'll look at the courageous Korean gymnast, Kim Hwan, who made a perfect dismount on what was later revealed to be a broken leg. Ouch! But first, let's go to the boxing venue.
Please, 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 please.
The American Dredderick Tatum does a triumphant turkey trot over the supine sweep. One's thoughts turn to Alexander of Macedon's victory at Granicus and Issus.
At Krusty Burger.
USA! USA! USA!
Carl Lewis, I could kiss you. Mwah!
She has the reflexes of a young Mary Lou Retton. Have a lollipop.
Can I have a lollipop?
Oh, Bart, I'm afraid that was the last one. But I've got something even better for you. A rubella inoculation.
At home.
I want to hold the baby. I want to hold the baby.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bart, you're too little.
Here, Bart, you can hold my beer.
Homer?
What? Good night, honey.
Bart's in the room.
Hello, Lisa.
Lisa, time for your feed.
Who's cuter now? She started it.
Bart mails Lisa.
Stupid mailman squeal on me.
Hidey-ho, Simpson. Your son shoved this through our doggy door. And since we're returning your second born, you think you could see your way to returning my TV?
Boy, you get over to the corner and you... Yeah.
Bart's leaving home.
I liked it when it was me, Mom, and Homer. You wrecked everything. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Bart.
What did you say?
Bart?
Submarine Succotash, you can talk! Mom, Dad, she can talk! Say it again, Lise.
Bart! Bart, 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 Bart!
bark, bark.
I'm her first word.
Well, I'm not surprised. Lisa's crazy about you. She thinks you hung the moon.
Wow. Lisa, can you say mommy?
Mommy.
Can you say David Hasselhoff?
David Hasselhoff.
Can you say daddy?
Homer.
No, sweetie, daddy.
Homer.
Don't!
They hug.
I was sitting there.
I don't see your name on it.
It's right there.
Bart, don't write on the rug.
Ha ha, Mom yelled at you.
Did not.
Did too.
You know, Maggie, the sooner kids talk, the sooner they talk back. I hope you never say a word.
Homer shuts the door, and Maggie pulls out her dummy.
Daddy.
She puts it back in and goes to sleep.